How public-private partnerships can shape airport growth. March 20, 2025. Airports are no longer just transit hubs, they're evolving into economic powerhouses. Professor KJMALULEKE explores how public-private partnerships, PPPs, can reshape airport infrastructure by balancing state control with private investment to improve efficiency, sustainability, and commercial viability, all while maintaining essential public safety standards. Airports around the world are an indispensable element of the air transport system. Without them, air transport operations would hardly provide physical connectivity and integration on a national, regional, and international scale. Due to their critical importance, governments must ensure thorough planning before designing, developing, and operating airports. Most importantly, airports must be regulated according to national and international laws. This discussion of air transport operations focuses specifically on the strategic development of the air transport infrastructure, airports, through a PPP approach. So, why do airports require special attention in terms of planning, development, operations, maintenance, and regulations? What is an airport? A complex transport infrastructure with a demarcated aeronautical side. An airport is the area where aircraft take off and land and usually has one or several runways. Added to the aeronautical side are one or more terminal buildings, the non-aeronautical side, for processing passengers. Most importantly, the control tower serves as a regulatory element guiding the movement of aircraft. Central to their social role, airports provide a central melting pot for nations to meet under a common proverbial roof. Historically, airports were simply viewed as essential transport interchange facilities connecting air and land-based modes of transport. They were entirely government-owned and, as such, were viewed as public utilities or exclusive providers of public goods and services. Global trends in public budget constraints, however, necessitated consideration of the more efficient and effective utilization of material resources. Partnering with the private sector was thus identified as a viable option, triggering a new school of thought that viewed the traditional monolithic model as unsustainable. Private sector participation was seen as the ideal model to instill resilience in the air transport infrastructure industry. Why are PPPs essential in airport development? It must be emphasized that the provision of public goods or services is the responsibility of the public sector. It is therefore logical that an airport, as air transport infrastructure on which a public service must be rendered, be provided and controlled by the public sector. This is part of the reason why the Airport Company of South Africa, ACSA, provides the infrastructure for airlines to render their services. The South African Civil Aviation Authority, SACAA, regulates the two entities to ensure that there is full compliance with safety regulations. With all these responsibilities to ensure that this essential transport infrastructure is delivered according to international standards, significant annual investment is required to ensure the strategic development of an airport. The public sector alone would not be able to provide a technologically compliant transport infrastructure without the involvement of the private sector. It has been demonstrated globally that private sector involvement in airport development forms an essential part of successful sustainable service delivery. The role and business of airports. Contemporary airports are profitable business hubs that support airlines, service providers, and commercial franchises. Airports are, therefore, key economic instruments that serve as catalysts for sustainable development. They have the potential to stimulate economic growth, creating employment and entrepreneurial opportunities, and thus reducing poverty. To deliver the necessary services, airports must fit into local, national, and regional planning contexts, and the economic developmental context remains the overarching role of contemporary global airport infrastructure. A successful PPP must offer a viable business opportunity, making these issues crucial in its development. When considering the PPP arrangements and scope, a good understanding of the airport's commercial potential will optimize the allocation of this potential. From the investor's point of view, the intrinsic value of a PPP depends on its ability to increase revenue and reduce costs, driven by traffic throughput and per unit income. Airport classifications. There are three classifications for services rendered in airports: essential operational services, handling services, and commercial services, as shown in the table opposite. Aeronautical, airside services, non-aeronautical services, operational, handling, commercial, air traffic control, aircraft cleaning, duty-free shops, meteorological services, provision of power and fuel, other retail shopping, telecommunication, luggage and freight loading, restaurants and bars, police and security, processing of passengers, leisure services, fire, ambulance and first aid services, hotel accommodation, runway, apron and taxiway maintenance. Banks. Source. Adapted from Estache and Darus, 2000. Aeronautical section of an airport, airside. The aeronautical or airside of an airport provides the infrastructure for aircraft landing, parking, and boarding. The critical activities that require the exclusive involvement of the public sector in this regard are the operation and handling services. In terms of airspace operational services, air traffic and navigation services, ATNS, is exclusively responsible. The South African Weather Service, SAWS, under the Department of Environmental Affairs, provides guidance regarding weather conditions. Airport PPP consideration. In terms of airport PPP consideration, the aeronautical side of the airport should be exclusively managed by the public sector. An air traffic control tower, meteorological services, and telecommunication should all be operated by appropriate state-owned entities to ensure that a country's safety and security is effectively monitored at the airports. Activities that could be assigned to the private sector party in a PPP arrangement include the handling of luggage, aircraft cleaning, and the provision of fuel. These activities can be effectively managed through the issuance of management contracts that form schedules of the airport's main concession contract. Although these activities can be operated by the private sector party, the public sector is fully responsible for maintaining safety and security. As noted, however, an airport has the potential to generate significant revenue from the land side or so-called commercial section. This is the area where the private sector party can invest through the establishment of retailers such as duty-free shops, restaurants, leisure services, hotel accommodation, and banks.